Welcome back, everyone, to another Xamarin Show, Snack Pack Edition. Today, we're going to be taking a look at how to actually target your Android application to the correct SDK and API levels. We're going to take a look at the project settings and what all these different like radio dropdowns actually mean, but how do I create emulators and how do I actually download the correct SDK and APIs when I want to target something? So recently, Android N came out, which is Android Nougat 7.0, and API 7.1, API 25, will be coming out soon. So here's the introduction to Android Nougat documentation. It'll give me a getting started, installing my updates, and a bunch of really cool features that I may want to integrate into my apps. So how do I actually get it once I've installed the latest versions of Xamarin, and what do I need to get started? Well, let's take a look at an actual Xamarin application. Here's a little app that I've created just to test some plugins that I've been using, but I want to actually use some new Android N APIs. So traditionally, when you right-click and you go into your project properties, this right here is going to bring up your application, Android manifest, and Android options for this project. You can give it a different assembly name or default namespace, and there's three different settings that are extremely important. In fact, there's little bubbles, question mark bubbles, that tell you what this means. But let's actually walk through it. In a new project, you're going to see this use latest platform. Android 7.1 is what I have installed, because I'm currently running a version that supports API 25 or here. But what this is showing specifically is what SDKs do I have installed. Xamarin Android will go out and find what SDKs you have installed and actually show them here. So for instance, I do have API 25, API 24, and lower versions all the way back to 4.0 Ice Cream. That's there. The next version is the minimum. So this one, this compile, what this means is specifically is what APIs do I want to have access to? What SDK am I compiling against? So if I want to target and get access to the new APIs, well, I have to pick and install those latest SDKs. So let's actually go back here. Let's see this. So for instance, let's say I want to introduce in and say I'm only targeting Marshmallow at this point. Well, I change it so it's going to close it down. It's going to relaunch it here in this instance. And I'm going to go back into my projects here. Now, if I actually open up this service, which is a, let's say I want to integrate some quick settings, we notice right away that the IntelliSense is very upset at me because I'm targeting 6.0, but this API was introduced in 3.0. So I need to install that so I get access to it. You can come up into Tools, Android, and SDK Manager, and that's where I would first need to actually install that specific SDK. So what this will do is when it pops up here, it's not the most elegant thing in the world, but I'll kind of walk you through what this means. So here up top are the tools. These are the versions that I have installed. So up top I have three different tools that are available. Let me move the magnifier out of the way. I have SDK tools, platform tools, and build tools. Build tools are really important based on the actual APIs that you have installed. So that's the first thing you want to have is most likely the latest of those. Then what you'll need is you actually need the SDKs that are installed. So you can see I have API 25 installed, I have API 24 installed, but notice that I didn't install everything that's here. I don't need the documentation or every single emulator that's there. It's just going to clutter my hard drive. What I do have installed are some specific emulators. So if I want to create an emulator for Android API 25, I would download the x86 version of that emulator. Same thing, here's the 23 that I have installed. So once I have those installed there, they're going to show up in that dialog box. So I'm going to go back into my Android properties. I'm going to set this to, let's say, Android 7.1. Again, it's going to close down because it needs to reinitialize the version of Android that I am targeting. But now I can go ahead and open that service, and the IntelliSense will kick in based on the new version that I have. And now we don't see any of those red squigglies or anything like that. I can just add the quick settings. Let's hop back into the properties one more time, because what else are these other things that are in here? So the first thing that we're going to see is now I'm targeting Android 7.1 specifically. I like to target things specifically. That's just how I do it. The minimum and target Android versions are specific to your Android manifest file. And these are used specifically in the Google Play Store or other app stores or the Android operating system itself to say how far back do I want my app to support and what features am I using from the newest versions. So here, for instance, I am currently saying that I want to support all the way back to Android API level 15, Ice Cream Sandwich. And how I usually find out what I want to target is by going into Google. This is the best way to do it. And I say Android dashboard. It's the first thing you can just Google that. And the first link that comes up is the Android developer portal. And this will actually specifically tell you what the distribution is. So we can see that if I target API 15, that's going to be about 99% of all Android users. But really, maybe I just want to worry about KitKat and Up, which is about 90%. So it's a good distribution that's updated all the time. So I can come back into here and I can say, hey, you know what I want is I really just want to target API 19. And we can see every single SDK is there. And then the target version is used as some additional metadata for Android so it knows how to handle your API or your actual application when installed from the App Store or onto Android. I always like to manually set this, and I always like to set compile and target to the same version, just kind of best practice when you're building your application. So when I save that, I can actually come into properties and open the Android manifest file. And we can notice that I have uses SDK up top. And specifically, it says minimum SDK version 19 and target SDK version 25, because I set that in the properties. You could manually set it here or change it here, wherever you do. This is just a nice interface so you know exactly what version you're targeting. Then you can just deploy onto whatever you need to and go to the App Store when you're ready to integrate new features. So there you have it, learning about Android APIs and SDKs all really easily from Visual Studio. If you're using Xamarin Studio on a Mac, it's going to look exactly the same when you right-click on it. You'll have a way to compile and also those minimum and maximum APIs and SDKs to target. Well, this has been the Xamarin Show, and I'm your host, James Montemagno. Until next time, we'll see you again.